Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Twice a year, I look forward to Letter Month. We have them every March and again in September, our birthday Letter Month. September is not that far off, especially if you still have children in school. Many of you are already working to get ready for that with new school clothes and supplies. Well, one of the things I enjoy about Letter Month is reading your stories about how God has used WRVM to be a blessing in your life. And just this past week, we received one of those stories from a listener, and I thought you'd enjoy her story and maybe be encouraged to share one of yours during our upcoming birthday Letter Month. Dear WRVM, I hope you know what a blessing you are to your listeners. I'm a caregiver, and it's not always easy. One particular morning, I felt I had had it and was crying out to God for help. I walked into my kitchen, and WRVM was playing the song, "Tears Are a Language God Understands." Well, I cried even more because I realized once again how much my God loves me and cares for me. Keep up the good work. You're doing a great job. Well, that song was written by Gordon Jensen, and here are some of the lyrics to that song. Often you've wondered why tears come into your eyes when burdens seem to be much more than you can stand. But God is standing near. He sees your falling tears. Tears are a language God understands. When grief has left you low, it causes tears to flow. When things have not turned out the way that you had planned. But God won't forget you. His promises are true. Tears are a language God understands. God sees the tears of a broken-hearted soul. He sees your tears and hears them when they fall. God weeps along with man and takes him by the hand. Tears are a language God understands. And again, that was written by Gordon Jensen. And some years ago, we had the pleasure of hosting him for a number of concerts in the area and really enjoyed his music ministry. And you can hear that song sung by him or by the Heritage Singers here on the station. Well, Letter Month, our birthday Letter Month, coming up in just a few weeks, and I hope to hear from you during that month of September, and perhaps you have a story you'd like to share with us. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. And you can visit us online at wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.